Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's less than 2 weeks away. It's a week from Tuesday, actually, the NFL trade deadline. You and I, a couple days ago, had briefly spoke about both of us thinking there's a chance. You know, I think you had said you would be willing to trade Christian Fulton. I said, I'd be more willing to look at trading somebody like Josh Williams than Christian Fulton. I want the depth. Well, ESPN put out their top 25 candidates that could be traded. And I'm curious, how many of those do you want the Chiefs to look at? And also, is there anybody there where you're like, hey, I don't want Buffalo, or I don't want Indianapolis, for example, or Denver for that matter?
I think that's what makes the list interesting. Obviously, you're not going to be surprised to find out that two of the fits listed in Jeremy Fowler's top 25 free agents are Jalen Phillips and Breece Hall. That is not shocking news to anybody. I still don't think they're going to be in the running back market, and we can talk more about it in the show later. I still don't think that's there. Look, if Jalen Phillips is available and they think they can get somebody, or if for some reason Quinnen Williams, whose name is starting to circle, is a possible trade candidate for the actively winless Jets, and obviously Jermaine Johnson and some of these other ones that might be available, I am interested. I think that when you start looking at the trade fits, the thing that stood out to me the most is there's no interior guys on this entire list, Gold. There's a list of 25 guys, and they are almost all exclusively edge. Edge players after edge players after edge players. So in order to solve the current gap they have in the middle part of their offensive line, that's going to be a challenge based on the available free agents in any kind of meaningful way. Can they get some random vet that does the job of Derek Nani or Omar Norman Lott and is meant to be a run-stuffing guy for a fifth or a sixth? Yeah, probably. Impactful interior defensive guys, unless it's Quinnen Williams, the answer is pretty much it. If there was one move the Chiefs could make that I would be like, oh boy, you all are in big trouble, it'd be a player like that. More than even edge, more than even running back or Breece Hall. If they added a player like Quinnen Williams, then you guys are in trouble. I don't think they're going to get that kind of player. I don't think they're going to swing for that big of a fence. But for the Chiefs, that'd be the only one that I'd be like, whoa, running back would just be fun. That's the most fun.
I just don't like Breece Hall. I understand why everybody's excited. I think the tricky thing with him is A, the other teams that might be interested in him, but also the financial implication beyond this year. Are you willing to trade for someone that you might only have around for a year, or are you wanting to trade for a long-term answer at running back? And by long-term, I'm talking 2 years or so.
Yeah.
Breece Hall eventually is going to need to get paid, and he's going to get a pretty good contract, I think. He's pacing for over 1,000 yards. The only benefit after last night for this conversation is the other teams that we've thought need running backs, the Chargers, for example, maybe they're feeling like, okay, we're going to get Hampton back, and Vidal looks pretty good. the last two games.
He does?
Certainly last night he looked great. They destroyed the Minnesota Vikings.
That was a beatdown of epic
proportions. Are the Chargers still feeling like they need to go trade for a running back? I think two of the teams on this list for Breece Hall may not be interested anymore. The Chargers may not need to, and I don't think the Chiefs are going to be all that interested in trading for a running back. Next year, they need to either through the draft or free agency address it. Kareem Hunt's contract expires. Isaiah Pacheco's contract expires. So you'll go into next season basically with, you know, Breshard Smith under contract, maybe Carson Steele. Like that's about it under contract at the running back spot heading into 2026. So if they were to make a running back trade, I think it would have to be with someone they believe is part of their 2026 and maybe even 2027 future. Otherwise, I think we're talking about a rotational type of defensive lineman that they can go out and get, you know? And so that's where we get to the Jalen Phillips conversation. The Niners are also listed as a team that might be interested in his services. There's, you know, Jermaine Johnson, I don't think is realistic for Kansas City, but those are the kind of names that I think we would be keeping an eye on.
Now, on the list, who do you not like for other teams? Because I'll say,
well,
the things that make other teams dangerous and which they are weak are wide receiver and defensive lineman for the Bills. We immediately agree there, I assume.
Yes. So the Bills getting a Chris Olave, for example, he's number seven on this. And Chris Olave has dealt with some concussion problems, but when he's healthy, he's very good. He's doing it right now on a bad football team. He's got Spencer Rattler throwing the ball, who has been all right. But Olave has caught 44 passes for 440 yards and three touchdowns this year. And think about that. Three touchdowns. He has 13 career touchdowns because his availability is in question. I don't want the Buffalo Bills, for example, trading for him and getting him an outside threat. Jacoby Myers, look, I know he's listed even higher than Chris Olave. I'm not all that concerned if Jacoby Myers ends up on the Steelers or something. Like, to me, he's fine.
Jacoby Myers is like do I think it makes their team better? Yeah, sure, Gold. Okay, they are a slightly better team. Fine, I can accept that as part of the... but I don't know. That feels like the kind of player could just as easily be like, why did they add Jacoby Myers and he's not being involved in the off? Like, I could see it just falling off the planet. There are a couple of trades a year where people are like, ooh, look who they added. And it doesn't matter. I saw Mark Andrews listed as an option for the Jacksonville Jaguars. That would scare me a little bit. But the problem is the only teams I actively fear right now are Chargers, Denver, and Buffalo, and what they might add. Because they're still fighting for the division, and we saw the Chargers last night, a team we can talk about here in a few minutes. So I don't want them adding it. And the other two teams I mentioned have obvious deficiencies. Like, the Broncos desperately need another offensive weapon. So if they added a real offensive weapon, not Jacoby Meyer, but they added like a Chris Olave type, same for either team, well, then, yeah, I'll take them more seriously because that's at least a player that I think adds serious, like, changes fundamentally how they operate.
I mean, the player listed number one on this is someone we've talked about for a year and a half, not to Kansas City, but to a rival. And Drew obviously is familiar with the situation. That's Trey Hendrickson. I mean, he's listed as the number one trade target, given where the Bengals are at as a team. And I know, like, we don't have to get into it. I know we all disagree on, like, how realistic it is for Cincinnati to get her on a run and make the playoffs and all that. But just talking from a trade perspective, let's say Cincinnati were to lose the next 2 weeks. They got the Jets and the Bears or whatever, I think it is. But let's just say, like, they went 2-0 versus going 1-1 or 0-2. That can change this whole conversation for whether or not they actually would trade Trey Hendrickson. And that's a scenario where you should hope he gets traded to the 49ers or some. You don't want him.
NFC side.
You don't want him getting traded to the Colts, you know, and adding another weapon to a defense that's playing pretty well.
I guess that's the thing. Who the Colts look to add right now?
Well, edge. Yeah,
they're very balanced. Edge is probably the one position you could make an argument. They're playing. I mean, again, they're top 10 offensive and defensive team right now. They're one of only three. We mentioned them earlier in the week. The Chiefs, the Colts, and now I can't remember who the third one was.
Patriots? For what now?
The three teams that are top 10 on offense and defense.
Oh, who was the third?
Seattle, wasn't it?
Seattle.
There you go.
That's the other one. So NFC side, we don't have to worry about it. Yeah, I'll be watching closely. And I'll be honest, the Colts are the team who's going to add the most. Let's just accept that the Colts and the Bills should be the most aggressive. The Colts are in a window that they can, there's no way they can be sure they can replicate this again. They have to take maximum advantage. If I were any of these teams, I would say, who should be the most aggressive team in the NFL at the NFL trade deadline? I would answer the Indianapolis Colts. How do you know you'll be able to get this performance again next year? If you're having the Flacco year, the Blake Bortles when he went to the AFC title, if you're having that year, be all the way in on it and try to capitalize on the opportunity in front of you. And if you're the Bills, you're just desperate because how many years are we going to spend having Josh Allen and not getting to Super Bowls. And so if you got and the Patriots appear to have at least closed some significant ground on your ass. And if you're going to do that, you got to find a way to like punch back for the first time
also,
in a long time.
I think to your point, so I think, Gold, you're right where, I mean, it might even be after just this week, but let's say in the next 2 weeks, if something happens, that'll dictate a lot of what happens. But I think, Cody, you're right where, because Trey Hendrickson is only on that 1 year little extension, the mini extension thing. So if you are the Colts and you think this might just be a one-off, for all we know, this could be the best chance that we have for the next foreseeable future to actually get something done. Also, the Lou Anarumo connection, former being in Cincinnati. It feels like that would fit with the Colts, but also, like you're, to your point, if you're the Bills and you feel like this is a year where if you just get somebody on defense who can help rush the passer, then you would be more aggressive than normal to get that one person, even if it's only for just the rest of this season before they enter free agency.
There are only, like I'd say, four, I think, dynamic players that scare me when get added to a team. One is Trey Hendrickson. Jalen Waddle, who I don't think is going to get traded, but is being mentioned at least in trade conversations. But that's a big addition.
They should trade him, but I don't know if
they will. Yeah, because Tua can't see him. You know?
Brees, how about that? Tua's way too honest.
I know. Breece Hall, I would argue. And then I think Chris Olave and Jalen Phillips. That's it. That's the end of my list of players that I'm like, ooh, major impact. Even before Jermaine Johnson or some of these others where I feel like the impact is less. The funny part about this list for Drew, unfortunately, is there's like six Cincinnanti Bengals listed.
And obviously, Logan Wilson just requested a trade yesterday, today. I don't
know.
What it was.
It sounds like he's just mad because he's not playing anymore and they went younger and he's a reserve linebacker. So I guess they'll move him for a conditional seventh round pick. Let's be real. Probably. We're not getting anything more than that.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.